Tos Tes on the base. We had in the Mishnah Meisa Odom, a person died. You had a Eber Abosol Hamedudu. So Abosol Toyer. So we say Misa Oisa Nipul. We consider Keilu the Bosol fell off before the Misa. So Memele, so that's Bosol Minachai, which is Toyer. Her Eber Metamei Mishem Eber Minachai. The Eber also we consider that Misa Oisa Nipul. We consider Kilo the Eva fell off before the Misa. So it's Metame Mishum Eva Minachai, Veini Metame Mishum Eva Minameis, Divrei Rameya. That's Shitas Rameya. Rab Shimon Metayer. And the Gemara had problems with Rab Shimon. What is Pshat Rab Shimon Metayer? If he holds Misa Isa Nipple, so it's Eva Minachai. If he holds Ein Misa Isa Nipple, so it's Eva Minameis. What is Pshat Rab Shimon Metayer? So the Gemara had wanted to say that Rab Shimon holds that an Eva min Ameis is not Metama al Seva. There's no Tumah of Eva min Ameis, and that is also Shitas Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer holds that Afke Eva min Achai is Metame, not an Eva min Ameis. So Rab Shimon is Choylik an Rameyer in this Nekude. And he holds that an Eva min Ameis is not Metame, only Eva min Achai. If in the Eva there's a Kezayis Boso, so then that's Metame also Kezayis Boso, which is Metame Boil. If in the Eva there's a Etzem Kesoires, it's Metame B'magimasa. But if it doesn't have these two components, it's not an Etzem Kesoira, it's not a Kezayis Boso min Ameis, so there's no Tumah of Eva min Ameis. That was what we had learned yesterday. Umay Ike now, so we're finished already. We have a Mahalach that's the Machlokes, Rab Shimon and Rab Meir, if an Eva min Ameis is Metam. Now, the Gemara wants to explain Shitas Rab Meir. Rab Meir said that Meisa Odom, if the person dies, we hold Misa Isa Nipple, we consider Kilo it fell off Bechaye HaOdom. So it's Metame Ke'eva Minachai, Mishmeva Minachai, Ve'ene Metame Mishmeva Minameis. So the Gemara says, Umay Ike, we're around six lines from the bottom. Umay Ike, bein Eva Minachai, la Eva Minameis. What is the chilich in Eva Minachai, and Eva Minameis? La Meise, and Eva Minachai is an Avatume. It's Metame, Bemage, Bemase, Boil. And Eva Minameis is Metame, Bemage, Bemase, Boil. So what does he mean to say? It's Metame, Mishum Eva Minachai, Belay Mishum Eva Minameis. So the Gemara says, Kizayis boso, the etzem kisayra, hapeiresh me eva minachai ika binayu. The nafkemina is, if you have an eva minachai, so it's an abatumets metame, oil, magamasa. But what happens if you cut off a kizayis boso from this eva? Or you took an etzem from this Eva. Will the Kizayis Boso be Metame? Will the etzem be Metame? Or no? The Eva is Metame. The Eva Minachai is Metame. But if you take off Boso from the Eva, or if you take off an etzem from the Eva, it's not Metame. Or is it Metame? That's Lachaira the Nafkamine. And just to refresh our memory, the halacha is, by an Avela, by Shrotzim, we also have a Tumah of an Eva Minachai. Afal Piken, you'll take off Bosa from the Eva, it's Toya. Atzomis is upgeret, because by an Avela Bachal, there's no Tumas Atzomis. But you take off a Kezayis Bosa from an Eva, from an Avela, from an Eva min Achai, so there's no Tumas Bosa. That's by an Eva min Achai from Shrotzen, from Nevela. Here we're speaking about an Eva min Achai from another. So the Gemara says, that will be the Nafkemine, that's Pshat Rameya. Rameya says that if we had an Eva Amedudu, and the person died, so we say Misa is a nipple, so we consider it an Eva min Achai. So what is it? It's not an Eva min Ameis. What is the difference? The difference is, if you'll take off, we'll see, either some Bosa, Kesayis Bosa from the Eva, you take off Etzem Kesayra from the Eva, that'll be the Nafkamina between an Eva min Achai and an Eva min Ameis. Now let's see the Gemara in the Bene. So the Gemara says, there's an afkmina kezayis boso, if you took off a kezayis boso, ve'etzem kisa'oiro, or you took off an etzem kisa'oiro, ha'poyreish me'eva minachai ike benayu. That's an afkmina, if something was poyreish from an eva minachai kezayis boso, etzem kisa'oiro. This now, we learned a mission in Idiot. A three-way machloikis. Kizayis boso hapoyresh me'eva minachai. Rabbi Elezer metame. Rabbi Elezer oza kizayis boso z metame. V'rab Nechunye ben Akone v'rab Yeshua metare. Fine. So we have a machloikis a kizayis boso me'eva minachai. Rabbi Elezer z metame. Rabbi Yeshua. Rab Nechunye ben Akone is metare. Etzem kisa'oira. You took off from an Eva minachai, etzem kisa'oira. A perish me Eva minachai. So here we have a different machloikis. Rab Nechumye metamei, Rab Elezer, Rab Yeshua metare. So now, let's just hold cheshbon. There are three shittas by an Eva minachai. According to Rabbi Elezer, you take off boso from an Eva Menachai, it's metame. According to Rabbi Nechunye ben Akoni, you take off an etzem from an Eva Menachai, it's metame. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you take off boso Menachai, you take off Eva Menachai, both of them are toy. So that means we have here, according to Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Nechunye ben Akoni, you take off one thing from the Eber, it's metame. The other thing is not metame. According to Rabbi Elezer, you take off a kezayis boso, it's metame. You take off etzem kesayra, it's not metame. According to Rabbi Nechunye ben Akone, you take off etzem kesayra, it is metame. Take off kezayis boso, it's not metame. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, nothing is metame by an Eber minachai. So al kaponim, we have here now a three-way machloikis. What is metame by an Eber minachai? But by an Eva min Ameis, you take off Boso, you take off Etzem, everything is Metame. That's an Eva min Ameis. Forget about the Eva. It's a base. So Mamele, this is Ameis, so Mamele, it's a Kezayis Boso min Ameis, it's a Etzem min Ameis, so Mamele, it's Sicha Metame. Now let us see Rashi. Hochi garsina. My ike ben eva min achai la eva min ameis. Vamasnisen koi. We're going on Rameya. Rameya said it's metame mishim eva min achai, and it's a metame mishim eva min ameis. So Gemara says, kezayis boso ve'etzem kesoiro ha'poyresh me eva min achai ike benayu. So now we have to hold cheshbon over here. So Rashi says, Tane de Masnisin Svirelei ke Rabbi Yeshua, de Metair lekamon bein bebosor hapoyresh minachai, bein beetzem hapoyresh minachai. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, because we have to hold cheshbon. We learned yesterday that Eva min ameis is a machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar said, Eva min emeses b'chal nat metamet. The Eva. I'll say Eva min b'chal nat metamet. And Rabbi Yehoshua said, if Eva min achai is metamet, Eva min emeses zichem metamet. So our Mishnah that says, that Rameya said that it's metamet mishem Eva min achai v'loi mishem Eva min emes. So we see clear from the Mishnah, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehoshua. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, because it seems that Eva meis is metamet. Metamet! Only Mishum Eivim Minachai. So we see our mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds Eivim Ameis is Metam. Fine. Zot Rashi is something which Lecheir is debatable, but Rashi says this, so the Gemara held if it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, so the whole Ramei holds like Rabbi Yeshua. So now Rabbi Yeshua holds Eva minachai, bosa that's peirish min eva minachai is toir. Etzem kesayre that's peirish min eva minachai is toir. So Rashi says, now the Gemara held, that's the Teichfeld in Rameya. Rameya says it's metame ke eva min, mishum eva minachai, which means, the eva is metame, oil, bemage, bemase, but bosa ra peirish, etzem a peirish is toir. Then in metame mishumei v'minameis that then bosar apayrish and etzam apayrish mineva is also tomei. That's how the Gemara learned right now shot in the Mishnah. So let us again see Rashi. Tanda the masnis and svir like Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The metayr lekamon bein bebosar apayrish minachai bein beetzam apayrish minachai. Why do we say holds like Rabbi Yeshua? Domas Nisan Rabbi Yeshua, the metame beiva min ameis. We see because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that he's metame beiva min ameis. Hilkach, so the Gemara held, it's in Gansan Rabbi Yeshua. Hilkach, bebosa min achai, or beetz min achai, she'enoi eiva, if it's not a ganse eiva, it's only bosa or etzim, Rabbi Yeshua svirale. That what? That it's toil. Now, we have here a three-way machloikis by an Eva Minachai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, and Rabbi Yeshua. So now Rashi is going to explain to us what the machloikis. Taime de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya, Meforish Be'idius. Ma roa kol echo letami boze, letayer boze. Why did everyone, what's the svare? Rabbi Lezer was metame bosa from the Eva. Rabbi Nechunya was metame etzem from the Eva. Rabbi Yeshua was metame everything. Umar Rabbi Yeshua letayer b'shneim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Idyas explains the Shittas. This nan hosa, the Mishnah says as follows. Omru loy le Rabbi Lezer, hashvei midei secha. You said an Eva Minachai, the Bosor that's Poirish is Tomei. The Etzem that's Poirish is Toir. So they asked Rabbi Elazar, be consistent. Why do you make a Peschalukim? Hashem Yidisecha. Oite Tamei Bishneim, either both should be Tomei. Oite Tair Bishneim, or both should be Toir. Where did you get such a Peschalik that an Eva Minachai, the boss apayrish is tome, that's him apayrish is toyer. Omar lehem, marba ni tumes boso mi tumes atzomes. I marbe tumes boso more than tumes atzomes. Shaha boso noyeg b'neveles u'bishrotzen. We see by tumes nevele, boso is metame. Mashen came batzomes. So Memele, so Rabbi Lezer held, if I have, we'll see in Taisvis, there's a limud, there's a posik, that there's a posik that something is metame from Eva Minachai. So Rabbi Lezer said, something is metame. No, I'll say ini mini, mini ma, I'll say it's the boso. Because we see by boso, there's a greater koya chatume than by atzumis. Will I see it? By Memele. Kazayis min nevela is metame, et somis ava nevela not metame. So memela, if I have a limud, that boso, that something from an eva min achai is tome, I'll say that it's the boso. Right? Amru leil Rav Nechunye. They approached Rav Nechunye. Hashvei midei secha. Why do you say, etzem min achai is tomer, and bosem min achai is not tomer? Amar lem marbani tumas atzomeis mitumas bosa. Shabosar apoirish min achai toir. If you take off bosar min achai, bosem min achai is toir. Ve'ever apoirish mimene vuhu kibir yoso itomei. So we see an Eva in Yisoidus Bosa Gidim Vatzomis. So Memele, so he said, we see there's a greater Tumah by Atzomis than by Bosa. Bosa min Achai is Toyer. And an Eva is Tomei, and an Eva has Atzomis. So see, Atzomis is a Sibylatap. Fine. So that's why he holds Atzom min Achai is Tomei. Omru loy le Rab Yeshua, Maro Iso le Tayer Bishneya. They didn't ask him, wow, why did you differentiate? I mean, he was very consistent, Rabbi Yeshua. He said, both are toyer. They asked him a different kasha. But what is the difference between an eva min a meis? Eva min a meis. Both of them are tomei. Omer lahem, so he told them, leim amartem b'meis, a meis shereyesh boi roiva, v'roi, v'reket, that's metame. The roiva hakav atzomeis, if you have a roiva hakav of atzomeis, meis, metame b'oyo, this is metame b'oyo. V'roiv binyonoi, oi roiv minyonoi, roiv binyon, that means two shekaim and a yerech. That's roiv binyon, the height of a person, oi roiv minyonoi. Roiv minyon atzomeis, metame. Meloi tal v'drekev metame boyo. Toime b'chai she'en b'ay roiva v'roiv b'rekev. Now I'd like to mention one nekuda over here that we have to appreciate this. Later we'll see. When we speak about an eva min achai, we speak about an eva min achai. So let's talk about a poshet, the case here of a person, you chopped off a finger. An eva min achai. An eva min achai. So the din is the eva is metame boyo. It's eva min achai is metame. The person is achai. The person is achai. So the whole tumas mace originates from the eva. The eva is like a mace. The eva that's metame, that's the mace over here. It's a dead eva. The Eva is the mace. The Eva has tumas mace. The Eva is metame boil. The Eva is metame b'magamas. So now, if we want to say that the boso or the etzem should also be metame, so we have to say because it's coming from a mace. What's the mace? Not the person. It's coming from an Eva that has a din of a mace. That is the shaila. When they asked Rabbi Yeshua, they asked him, look, an eva min ameis is metame, an eva, bosa min ameis is metame, bosa min eva min achai is not metame. So what did Rabbi Yeshua answer? Anshuldi. A meis has a lot of tumis. This harbi tumis perishes min ameis. Roiv akav, roiv binyin, roiv minyin, rekev. All these things are tumis meis. So when I take off bosa from an eva, the tum is not from the eva. This is bosa from a mace. This is a mace. So what's the chiluk of a type of a kezayis bosa from the mace? Or I have a kezayis bosa on an eva, I'll take off the kezayis bosa. The tum of the bosa originates from the mace. And a mace is a multitude of tumas. Reiv akav, reiv binyin, reiv minyin, rekev. Mace is tumas. A mace is tumas bosa. An eva min achai is not a mace, and shuldik. An eva min achai is mitama boyo. But it's not a mace. I'll show you. There's no din by an eva of rabinyin, rabinyin, rekev. There's nothing. So an eva min achai is not a mace. So the whole tuma has to originate from the eva. How could you compare an eva to a mace? A mace has a ribuy of tumas. Reiv akav, reiv binyin, reiv minyin, rekev. So a mace is a kezayis vasa min hameisus metame. And etzem kesayra min hameisus metame. So you're comparing, that was Rabbi Yeshua's time. You're comparing an eva min achaim, eva min hameis, and eva min hameis, the source of the tumah by a kezayis vasa is not from the eva, it's from the meis. Mashenken an eva min achaim, you don't have a meis, the person is alive. So your whole mace is a neighbor. A neighbor doesn't have too many tumas. It's only tumi itself. That was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, will see this limudim. They held that there's also a tumi that comes from a neighbor. They had limudim on this. We'll see. There's a tumi that comes from a neighbor, but there's chilukei days. Which tumi comes from the eva? So one says tumas basa comes from the eva, because we see tumas basa is more chomer than tumas etzem. We see by nevela like this. The other one says tumas etzem comes from an eva minachai. Fine, that's the three way machlokes. Fine. So now we know pshat. We know there's a three-way machlokes, and we have to hold cheshbon. Rashi had said in the beginning of the sugyeh that Rameya holds like Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi said it because since he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that an even min amesis metama, mistama, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua all the way, that bosa min even min achai, and etzim von even achai is toil. That was the Gemara till now. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says, now you just were megala to me this absatwe machloikis by an eva minachai. If the bosar is metame, if the etzim is metame, is beintane kamala rapshiminami kezai is bosar etzim kesaira ike binayu. So now the Gemara says, oh, now I have a new mahalach. I have a new mahalach to understand the machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yeshua. And Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. That means, since you told me there's a machloikis tanoi, if bosa perish min eiva is metam or not metam. And then that means Rab Elazar, Rab Nechunya holds one is metam. Rab Yeshua holds that none are metam. So maybe that pshat na mishnah now, that Rab Meir says that an eva min achai is metame, and he holds either like Rab Elazar or Rab Nechunya, that the one either basar min eva is metame, or etzem min eva is metame. And Rab Shimon Metayer, he holds like Rab Yeshua. So now I can say, I don't have to say what we said in the beginning of the sugya, that Rab Shimon Metayer, he holds like Rabbi Elezer, that an Eva Meis Bechlal is not Metame. I don't have to say that anymore. I could say now that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that an Eva Min Ameis is Metame. The machlokes between Rab Shimon and Rab Meir is, Bosa Min Ameis, or etzem min amei, I'm sorry, bosa min eiva min achai, or etzem min eiva min achai. According to Rab Meir, one of them is tomei, and Rab Shimon Metayer, also I can be sure that none of them are tomei. So the Mo says, now, after you enlightened me that there's a three-way machlokes by bosa min eiva, or etzem min eiva, so now that could be, is pshat in the machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. Let's see Rashi. Hashtis da osis lohochi. So Rashi, da ad karton, you just reminded us something. You just mentioned, you rang a bell. Etzem kesoire ubosa rapeirish. You just mentioned that pesazoi, there's a whole shakla bataya by etzem apeirish minaiva, or bosa apeirish minaiva. Now I can now say a new mahalach in the Mishnah. The Rab Shimon lava eva min hameis polig. Not what we said before, that Rab Shimon holds that an eva min hameis is toil. And he holds like Rabbi Lezer. Elo, bein tanekame le Rab Shimon de mas nisen, the machloikes between the tanekame and Rab Shimon's nisen, Nami kezayis bosa ve'etzem kesoyre ike benayu. The machloikis between them is either bosa, kezayis bosa, or etzem kesoyre. Bo pligi, im eivel min achai, cholok mi eivim na meis bishteyem, that in eivim achai, nothing is metame, like Rabbi Yeshua, oi ba'achis mehem, or it's only different than an Eva min Ameis in one Nekuda. The Latanikam, according to Rameya, in Cholok Ela Ba'achas Mehem. It's only Cholok by one of them. The Tanikam Esova, Ike Rabbi Eleza, the Metamei Bebosa HaPeiresh Mi Eva min Achai. Could be the Tanikam, also like Rabbi Eleza's Metamei Bebosa, ובעצם כסויר הפרש ממנו מתאר, כביז מתאר בעצם, איקר המנכון ידום האיפרה, ואוכי קומה, this is פשעת נתן נקמה, האי והתומי משום אי ומן החי, ובוסר הפרש ממנו תומי, ועצם תויר, כרבי לזר, אוי, עצם תומי ובוסר תויר כרמנכון יד, ולוי משום אי ומן המאיס, the shneim tmeim boy, both of them are tmei. Rab Shimon metayer bein beetsem bein bavoser apirish mimenu. The sovek Rabbi Yeshua the metayer b'shneim. Avol eivar atzmo yochanami the metamel Rab Shimon and eivar the eivar is metame and eivar minachay is metame and eivar mimeisav adigiv is metame. And that's pshat in the Gemara. That is the end of the sugya. So I'd like to mention two ha'ores. The Gemara number one says, with the machloikis, let us just, there's two mahalchim what Ramei holds, he holds like Rabbi Eleza, he holds like Rabbi Nechunya, but let's say one mahalach. Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Eleza, the bosa ha'perish min ha'eva is tomei. And that Rabbi Shimon says, no, bosa ha'perish min ha'eva is toya. That's what Rabbi Shimon mitar. That's the machloikis, Rab Shimon and Rameya. Is Ledavoini, where do we see this in the Mishnah, that Rameya was speaking about the Bosar HaPoiresh Min Ha'Evel? It says in the Mishnah, Ha'Evel Metamei Mishum Eva Min Achai, Veini Metamei Mishum Eva Min Ameis. Sarashi says, that what Ramei says, Eva metame mishum Eva min achai, it also means the bosar is metame. It's meridik modne. If he holds the bosar is metame, I mean, he did, that doesn't, we have the same loshana mishnah by an avela. Ha Eva metame mishum Eva min achai, v'loi mishum Eva min ameis. They have the same loshan by an avela. By a nevela, the bosar apoyrish min a nevela is toyer. The etzem apoyrish min a eva min a chai is toyer. Everything is toyer. Ha eva metame mishum eva min a chai. There's a tomb of eva. But to say that Rameya holds that the bosar apoyrish min a eva is also tome, and that Rab Shimon is chaylik, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we have some sort of a gilui in the Mishnah that Rameya holds that one is Tomei. I mean, is Ika Chosim in a Sefer? He's talking about the Eiver, and Abshimim Metayr, and the Machlokes is about the Bosar HaPoirish, and Ramei never mentioned it. I found it to be a Shakev is a Vohira discussion. But Lachir, it's a Ha'orich, man. We have a Machlokes that's not Merumis in the Mishnah. The only way it's Merum is they have a Abshimim Metayr, they don't have Shan Rabshimim, so they say, oh, that's Shan Ramei, but Lachir, it's a shtickle hore. Now, one more thing. Rashi says that our Mishnah can go, Ramei can hold like Rabbi Elezer. Ramei can go hold like Rabbi Elezer. And Rabbi Elezer holds that Bosa HaPoirish Min Ha'Eber is Tomei, right? Bosa HaPoirish Min Ha'Eber is Tomei. Now, let's learn the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, Meis Ha'odom, the person died, Ha'bosor Toher, the Bosor is Toher, ha'ever metame mishum ever min achai. So now we say Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Lezer that Bosa ha'perish min ever is tame. Here it says in the Mishnah, ha'bosa toher. In the Mishnah, in Rashi says that the Mishnah is going according, Rabbi Meir holds according to Rabbi Lezer. That's one Malach and the Gemara, that the Bosar is Tomei. So, how do we understand this? How does this work? Zokter Rishash, this is the Amar Shoz Akasha, but Zokter Rishash, I got news for you. This is a Meredith Achillik. Bosa, here we're talking about a bosa means bosa apirish minachai. That means I have a live person. Someone cut off from him a kezayis bosa. Bosa apirish minachai is toyer. Bosa apirish minachai is toyer. There's a tumor of eiver. An eiver minachai. Bosa apirish minachai is toyer. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds that Bosa is Tomei, that's Bosa Apeirish min ha'eiver. The eiver is a din of a mace. The eiver is metame ba'oil. Zogt Rabbi Lezer that a Bosa Apeirish min ha'eiver is Tomei. The two different things. Bosa Apeirish min ha'eiver is much more chomo than Bosa Apeirish min ha'chai. Bosar apoyrish minachai, this is a live person, so you took a piece of meat from him. So what's this? Gonish megonish. A aver is a din of a mace. The aver is metama boil. We were speaking about an avatuma that's metama boil. So here, Rabbi Lezer holds, the bosar apoyrish minachai is also tom. Thus, Dr. Rishash, in Shalom al Yisrael. But it's not Shalom al Yisrael, it's Fakert and Arashi. That's the whole problem. And let us see the Rashi. Let us look in the Rashi in the Mishnah. I think we skipped it over yesterday. The second Rashi in the Mishnah. Meis ha'odom ha'bosor ha'medul toyer the mis ha'is ha'nipul u'bosor ha'poyrish min ha'chai toyer. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akone metukme, the metarim lakam and bosar apirish me odom chai. So Rashi over here says that that which says in the Mishnah, bosar apirish min achai toir, is going not according to Rabbi Lezer, going according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akone. Rashi did not differentiate between Bosar HaPoyrish min ha'eiver and Bosar HaPoyrish min ha'chai. So Rashi says, here says the Bosar is toyer. It's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, or according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akone. So it's like the Mashah Tzapela. It says later, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Lezer. It can go according to Rabbi Lezer also. So what's Pshat and Reisha? The Motzinu Yedeinu V'Ragleinu, like the Mashah of Rashi. This is a Shmerkeit of Rashi, the Rishash doesn't know Pshat and Rashi, but Lulei Divrei Rashi, he has no problems whatsoever. Bosar HaPoyrish Min Ha'eiver is much more chomer than Bosar HaPoyrish Min Ha'chai. Bosar HaPoyrish Min Ha'eiver, a live person, a piece of meat was Poyrish, and Donish Megonish. Bosar HaPoyrish Min Ha'eiver, we have an Avatum over here, that's Metama Ba'oyel. So this is for it to say. You take Kizayis Bosar and this, it's also Metama. So Mela, that's how the Rishash wants to say. Now, let us see Taisvus. Kizayis bosa apayrish meivim minachai, Rabbi Lezer metam. Now talking about Kizayis bosa apayrish meivim minachai. L'chayrin nire. Now Taisvus has a pertinent problem. When we learned the sugya that an eivim minachai is metama by nevela, We had psukim ki yipoil. Okay, yipoil min ames, whatever. So we hear that when it falls off, it's metame. We hear that an eiver min achai is metame, when ki yipoil eiver medulda is not metame, ki yipoil is yom metame. The psukim that an eiver min achai is metame. Here we have a Mishnah that an Eivam in a Chai from an Odom is Metame. Where are here the Psukim? Where do we have a Pasuk that an Eivam in a Chai is Metame by an Odom? This is Tumas Odom, Tama Boyal. L'chayre nire the Eivar ha'odom in a Chai mebinyan of the Shrotzen u'behemos. So Tosfos says, we don't have a Pasuk. L'chayre, we don't have a Pasuk that an Eivam in a Chai in Odom is Metame. But we learn out from Shrotzim and Nevela. Shrotzim and Nevela, we hear Psukim, that an Eivim in Achai is Metame. So we learn out, an Eivim in Achai from Anodom is also Metame. Period. We learn out of Mamatzina. Before we go further, I think someone in the back asked Samur the Kekasha and Taisvis. If you learn out from a Mamatzinu, so how could an Eivim in Achai be Metame Ba'oyel? If you're learning out from Nevel and Shrotzim only Metame B'Magah B'Masa, not Boyal. And here it says that Nevim and Adam is Metame Boyal. I can learn from Amazin. This is a good kasha. About Kaponim, Toises, this is a kasha on this, the L'chayr and Nira. L'chayr and Nira, the Eber HaAdam in Achayim, Ibinion of the Shrotzim B'Beimahos. Avo b'mishne loy mashmakein. Not our Mishnah, the Mishnah Nidius. From the Mishnah Nidius, it seems not like that. Yita omre leila Rabbi Elezer, they came to Rabbi Elezer, they told him, Ashvei midei secha. They asked, why did you say Eva min achai, bosa from an Eva, matame. Etzim from an Eva is not matame. It should be consistent, either both are matame, both are not matame. V'koyoyiv taime, and he gave a reason, amay malba bosa, mamay itese. What is pshat in this? So the Maram says, that Taisa said, amur de kekashe. The omru loy, they couldn't understand, Rabbi Elezer, why did you differentiate between bosa mina eva and etse mina eva? They asked Rabbi Elezer, why did you differentiate? So he told them, you know, I look by a nevela, you see, boso nevela is metame, etzem in nevela is not metame, so you see, boso is more chomo than etzem. That was Rabbi Elezer's pain. Look, the Maram, Taisa said, Amar de Kekasha. If the whole mekor of Tumas Eva is from nevela, there we see Tumas nevela, so what's the umbro, why didn't they think of Rabbi Elezer's teretz? It's Pasha. You're learning out from Nevela, and by Tumis Nevela Gufi, you see there's a chayma of Bosar Obedsim. What's the tiny to Rabbi Elezer? Bishloim, if I don't learn out Eva Minachai from a Odom from Nevela, Eva Minachai is a different Makar by an Odom. So Memele, so Rabbi Elezer said in Iluyas, you know, I learn out Tumas Odom from Tumas Nevela. That's a shtiktaire to compare Tumas Odom to Tumas Nevela. Zumis Odom in Abay Moin. About Kaponim, it's not so poshit to compare these two Tumas. Then we can understand their kasha. They didn't think of such a teretz. That you see that Tumas Bosos Mohammed and Tumas Etzem by Nevela. Who's talking about Nevela? We're talking about Tumas Odom. But if you will say that the whole Mekur of Tumas Eva, you learn now from Nevela. So what's the Amru Loi? Why couldn't they figure out Rabbi Elezer's Teretz? That's how the Maram says Pshat in Taisvis. V'tzorich loy mikra echo darshine. There's a posik. You don't learn out from Nevela. There's a posik. And all the Bekiyim ask on Taisvis. It's pillay ploim the Taisvis on ofne gemorin nozir. The Gemara learns Chalal Cherev is speaking about an Eva that was cut off with a Cherev. That's a Chazal Dash and Chalal Cherev. So Tosfos was Mesupek, how they know Eva min Achai? I know the Gemara knows it. Tosfos didn't know the Gemara knows it. So this is, everyone has a problem with Tosfos. Tosfos just said, there must be a Posik. Tosfos was still trying to know the Posik. But Sochlemi Mikra Echad Darshinim. And there's another posik that tells us Eva Minachai. And there's another posik that tells us, besides Eva Minachai, there's another tumor. Mar mukilei bebosa, or mar mukilei beetzem, kidiyoiv taime, because they have a ribui that there's another tumor by Eva Minachai.
ihr Boss essen. Und ma muck ihr lei. Und ma dorsch le drosche achine, das Rabbi Yeshua, that is no to me at all, a peirisch mi neiva. Aber mi bin jona, de schrotz und de behemosse, a mai umre le rabbelese, mai taime, ma bebosse, mai etzem, de teretz is so poshet, am learning out from the Bela, so you see, klon, Tumas Nebela, that Bosel is more susceptible to Tumah than Etzem. Beintane Kamala Rav Shimon, Nami Kezayis Bosel, Etzem Kesere, Kibinei Perish, Oy Etzem Kesere. That Avayu Lekele, Meimu Letane Kama Tomei, Din Kema Ike Bein Evi Mene Meis, Laiva Minachai. Hodran Allah, Choyer Baroitev, let us start as Roya Bel Chayayim. Zot the Mishneh, Hazroye valochoyayim vakeve nehagim boorets ubachutz loretz. Mitzvah zroye lochoyayim and keve, that this is a mitzvah, we'll see, this is a mitzvah by chulen, to give to a koyim zroye lochoyayim vakeve, is nehagim boorets ubachutz loretz, is noyik in Eretz Yisroel, and chutz loretz, Bifnei Abayis, Vishaloi Bifnei Abayis. Say, when there was a base midrash, said there wasn't a base midrash. Bechulen. And it's noyig by Chulen. Aposhet a behime, Yeshecht a behime, there's a mitzvah of Zroya Ulachayayim. There's a mitzvah of Zroya Ulachayayim. I was one Seicha, someone gave me a Ulachayayim from Yeshecht a behime, and he gave me the Ulachayayim. It's from the Matnas Kohune. B'chulin, this is noyeg by chulin. Havoloi b'mukdoshin, but it's not noyeg by kobonis. By kobonis, there's no Matnas Kohune of zloyach yayim v'keim. Shahoy obidi, really, I should make a kalvachayim. Uma ima chulin, she'enom chayovim v'chazei v'shoik. By chulin, there's no mitzvah to give Chazei v'shoite dekoi. Chayovim b'matonis, it's chaye b'zroyel chayayim v'keivim. Kotshim, shechayovim b'chazei v'shoik, is him, you give more to dekoi. Ein edin shechayovim b'matonis, Talmud loimar, I learn that from the posik, by kotshim it says, v'ete, but this is speaking about chazei v'shoik, v'eten oisom la'aroin ulav. Akoyinu levonav lochakoylam oisam is amiyut ein loy elamasha omo beinyin, that Aaron only has chazei v'shoik, he doesn't have Israel chayim v'keive by kobonis, so it's noyig v'chulin, not by kotshin. Let us see the first Rashi, azroye v'lochayim v'oretz v'chutzlot. So now, Rashi here the kasha, and let's appreciate Rashi's kasha. I mean, Israel chayim is noig b'chutz loretz. Versteitzach it's noig b'chutz loretz. It's, what is it different than any other mitzvah she'enim tluyim boretz? The whole chiluk in Eretz Yisrael b'chutz loretz is davke mitzvah satluyim boretz, something that grows in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Eretz Yisrael, but all other mitzvahs are noig bein boretz bein b'chutz loretz. So Rashi had a problem, so why does the Mishnah have to say that Zroya Chayayim is noig b'chutz loretz? So Rashi says, Mishim d'boi l'meima b'chulen avoloi b'mekdoshim. Really, he says a whole, he wants to say it's noig b'chulen not b'mekdoshim. So he said the whole list already. Chulen v'loi b'mekdoshim, he says, but boretz b'chutz loretz is noig. There's a Rabbi Kevege here that Seichen Tzu HaRashi later Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, the Marsha asks the Kasha, and this Rashi is very schwer. What is Rashi schwer? There's a Shittes Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi holds further that Reishis HaGeis, which is also a mitzvah that's not totally Ba'oretz, and Rashi says further in Zroyel Chayayim V'keive, I'm not noig b'chutz loretz. There's a shittas Rabbi Eloi. Moses says in Brochus, we're noig like Rabbi Eloi. So there's a Rabbi Eloi that holds the matonis are not noig b'chutz loretz. And Rashi says this further in Peik Reishis Hageis. According to Rabbi Eloi, Reishis Hageis is not noig b'chutz loretz, the matonis are not noig b'chutz loretz. So here Rashi, why does he have to say that matonis are noig b'chutz loretz? No idea to say? Not like Abiloi. What, you have a problem? You have a problem by it says? It's a machlikas tanoi. Shame mishamayim. So this is Rabbi Kevega's kasha, and the Mashoi's discussion. Bifnei Abayis, Boidei Kaim. Chulen ein chayovim b'chazei b'shoik, alakoshim l'chudai. So l'chayra, I would make a kalvachayim. Ma, the chulen, that is not in chazei b'shoik. Is it in zrei l'chayayim? So, kochim, that is in chazei b'shoik. Vetein oisam b'chazei b'shoik, say, oisam miyutehu, chazei b'shoik, in v'loi dovarach. Fine. So now, that's fine. Now we'll start speaking about other halachas. Kol hakadoshim shekodam mum kavua lehekdesha. Now we're talking about a new sugya. We have a behema that was a balmum, and he was magdishit for a kovet. He was magdishit for a kovet. So what happens? It does not become a kovet. Pshat, it cannot be a shlomim because it's a balmum. So that means that the meo should be for a shlomim. That means that the one will be paid it, the domim will be used to purchase a shlomim. Now, so we're talking about mumam kaidem hekdesha. Now we're going to see a multitude of halachos. Kol akadoshim shekodam mum kavua lehekdesha. Before it was magdishit for a shlomim, there was a mum kavua. Viniftu, and now you were paided. You were paided this animal. Now we have to realize this animal never had a kedushas haguf lahakrove, because it was a balmum. It only had a kedushas domim. That means it was hukdish l'domov. That means that the whole shaykhis to a shlomim, this animal has, that it's oimed lipodais, and the domim will be used to purchase a shlomim. So kol akadoshim shekoda mum kebua lagdeshim viniftu. And now you will pay to them. So now it is chulin gmurin. Chayovin bivchoyro. If now this animal was a nekeve, and this animal had a vlad, so the din is, the vlad is chayiv bivchoyro. Chayiv bivchoyro. Fine. Further, ubimatonais. And it's chayiv in zrei lechayim v'keiva. It's chulin. This is chulin. We're talking about v'niftu. We're talking about after the pidyon. After the pidyon, it is chulin gemurim. If it has a child, it's chayiv b'pchayra. Ubematonis, if you shechted, you give zrei lechayim v'keiva to the koyim. V'yoytzin lechulin lehigozeis ulehei oveit. And the din is by psulei hamukdoshim. Psulei hamukdoshim baloche is, which means a person had a kolben, and then it became a balmum, and then you were poided. This had already a kdushas aguf, and then it became a balmum. Psulei hamukdoshim, the din is after the pidyon, it's also begis, it's also baboide. It still has a kdusha after the pidyon. That's by Psulei HaMekdoshim, which acquired already a Kedushas HaGuf. Masha Einkein, Kodam Mumen Lagdeshom, and never had a Kedushas HaGuf, so when you appointed it, it's Mutter Begizah Bavoide. Let us see what Rashi says so far. Kol HaKadoshim SheKodam Mum Kabua Lagdeshom, Hareihen Kemagdish Eitzim Va'avonim Lidmeyem. It can't be, it's not roi lakrove. It's because it's a balmum. So it's like you were magdish eitz mavonim lidmeyim, that the domim should be used for shlomim. Ein bem kedushas aguf. Ve'im nifdu, arei ein kechulin gemurim.
V'chayovim v'b'choyre, what does that mean? Im yoldu b'choyre. If it gave birth to b'choyre, arayu kodesh. That is, if it gave birth after the pidyon. After the pidyon, it's chulin gemurim. Kedushas b'choyre b'peta rechem toli rachmone. So it's considered that the b'choyre was born from a behemoth chulin, and will have kedushas b'choyre. B'chol zman sheloi niftu. But what is before the pidyon? That means he was magdish abal mum, and it had a kedushas domim. And now this bal mum before the pidyon gave birth to a b'choyre. Zatrashi kasava haitane kedushas domim matche min abchoyre. Then kedusha cholo al kedusha. So Rashi seems to be saying that if you were, was called a mumam lagdesha, so it had a kedushas domim on it. So it seems that when the vlad gets born, the kedushas domim goes over to the vlad. So memele, so kedushas b'chir cannot be chal on the vlad, because there's a concept of a kedusha chola al kedusha. Let us go further in the Mishnah. V'lodon v'chalovon muter la'achar pidyoina. Let us see what Rashi says. V'lodon v'chalovon muter la'achar pidyoina. That after the pidyon, it will have a vlad, so the vlad is muter. So Rashi says, Masha'en kein b'magdish t'mimim. What happens if a person was magdish atam? Then he stavu, and it became a bamum, bupodom. Amrinim bebchoyres. Rak bechol avas nafshecho, tizbach v'ochalto boso. So the Mora says in bechoyres, this posik, v'psulei amagdoshim la'acha pidyoinam akosu mitavu. This is speaking by Psulim Megdoshim after the Pidyon. Midizor kol ameimah buhu atomi v'atoy yechlano. So after the Pidyon, now atomi can eat it. Uchsiv tizbach bochalto boso. So we darshan, tizbach ilau teshechtet v'loi gizeh. Gizeh is also. Bochalto, you're allowed to eat it v'loi leklovecho. That means, ein poidim es hakotshim lachilom leklovim. You will pay the psule amagdoshim, you can't give the meat to your keller. Boso, v'loi cholov. Uvlodom. Yeah, fine. V'loi cholov. Now, uvlodom detmimim shenistoavu v'nivdu. Now, Rashi had said it was nivdu, and then the vlad got born. So here it says, v'lodon mutter. La'afuki higdishon v'achakach nilde boy mum. And then it was nifte, that the v'lodon will be yosa. So Rashi says, u'v'lodon ditmimim shenistoavu v'niftu namba masnis. We'll see the safe of the Mishnah to osa. U'b'v'chayres mukminin. Kein di aba lifnei pidyoinoi, vishyalet la'acha pidyoinoi, bein reishe diktoni mutter, bein seife diktoni osa. So now Rashi is telling us pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is telling us two aloches. If I was a balmum, that I was magdish, kodam mumam legdesh, I was magdish. And then it became this aba. When it was still Agdish. And then I was poided. So then the din is, the vlad is mutter. If I have koma kodam hegdeshon lemuma, and it was nisaba or bishas when it was Agdish, and then I was poided, the vlad is also. So that is, here it says, so that's from the Mishnah. Vladon muta la'acha pidyoinam. The Vlad is muta la'acha pidyoinam. And later we're going to say Vladon osa la'acha pidyoinam. So later it's speaking about kodam egdeshon lemuma. Now we're speaking about kodam mumon legdeshon. Let's go a little further. Vahashoichton vachut potter. Kodam mumon legdeshon. And it's in the shechted it pachut. Never was a kol. It was a kedushas dom in Froishlam, but never was a kol. So vahashoichton vachut potter. So Rashi, Vashechtam b'chutz poter, ve'ilu b'kodam hekdeishon es mumon nam, mas nisan l'kamon, part of this, it was magdish ha'shlomim, then it became a b'amum, mas nisan l'kamon, dechayiv im shochat b'chutz koidem p'dyoinat. He shechted ha'shlomim, that became a b'amum b'chutz, yechayiv al shchut echutz. In fact, Rashi, hakidi b'chayiv al shchut echutz, Avogav the Einam Ruim LePesach Oil Moed. The whole din of Shchut Echutz was only said El Pesach Oil Moed LeHevi. Avaisis it's Roy LePesach Oil Moed. Kodam Agdeshem LeMumon it's not Roy LePesach Oil Moed. Tabali Mumeninu. Usnan we learned a Mishnah Roy LePesach Oil Moed Chayavon Bechutz. Vishen Roy Befnim Echiyomo Bechutz. We're speaking about Kodam, Hegdeshem, Lemuman. We're not speaking about all Mumim. We're speaking about Bedukim Sheba'ayin. The Omar, this Mum, Rabbi Kiba holds him all of the Yerdu, is Ilkach, Hoyel, Befnim, La Yerdu, Chayav, Nol of Bechutz. Vekula, Hachmas, Nisim, Misnai, Bebchayres, Perik, Shaini, Hosam tonilo me bishom chayres, ochi tonilo me shum matones. This Mishnah is telling us the din of matones. So the Mishnah weiter ve'ein oisin temuro. If it's kodam mumon like deishan, even though you made a temure before the pidyon, it doesn't make a temure. So Rashi afilu kaidem pidyonam. That why don't you make a temure? Toiv meikaroim, if it was a tam before and later became a balmum, I said temure. Even though it became a balmum after the hegdish, you can still make a temure. If it was first a balmum, I say temure. But if it died, it ain't oisin. But if it, I'm sorry, if it became about, was a balmum first, and that's what our mission is speaking about, it ain't oisin. Tmure, vihimesu yiftu. Now, we're speaking about kodam mumon legdeshon. If they died, it's yiftu. Va'af apishen emruim ela leklovim. Ve'im poidim es hakadoshim lachilon leklovim kedavrishus lael. Va'achal tavolei leklovecha. Ani mili bekotshim shekodam mumon legdeshon es mumon. So then there's a din that v'chalta v'leim l'klovecho. Avol hani k'dik l'balm. This is like a holt, like a tree. Nino, loy nochas mu'u k'dushas ha'guf. So here the, you could give it to, you could be poided and give it to klovem. Poid ha'shmin in levin in ha'moda v'aroche. K'so v'kotshi b'dagbais v'her v'chlal ha'moda v'aroche. Si v'pidin kotshi v'shnista v'lach k'em v'hemi l'sabayma. So that's the chiddush of the mission. Even though by psulei and mekdoshim before the pidyon need hamoda varoche, nadet behemi can make hamoda varoche. Here we're speaking about kodam muma lekdeshon. You don't need hamoda varoche, and you can be paid after it dies.